This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's an innocent enough question, really, but also somehow kind of complicated. What are we going to have for dinner? The answer usually includes some kind of protein, which the food industry likes to call the center of the plate. Exactly what the protein at the center of the plate is, though, changes with time and with dietary trends. The Wall Street Journal had a story today about Tyson Foods, the big poultry producer, and how it's closing some processing plants, in part because they seem to have overestimated our zeal for chicken. And also, as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, because protein fads are influenced by everything from price to habit to TikTok.
The hot protein of the moment?
People put cream cheese in everything now.
Jennifer Bartashis is a senior equity analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence. She says the cream cheese trend emerged through social media. A quick scan turns up recipes for cream cheese pasta sauces, spinach turnovers, and meatball stroganoff. And Bartashis says restaurants start trends too.
Just after the height of the pandemic, we sort of saw a chicken sandwich war. And we saw chicken sandwiches at every fast food restaurant imaginable.
Chicken was also relatively inexpensive, which is why it was so attractive to restaurants. Purdue's Joseph Balakta says prices matter in the grocery store, too, especially if people are choosing between, say, different kinds of meat.
The relative price of pork and chicken and beef might affect what people grilled this past weekend.
But on the spot, they're not likely to swap out their meat for, say, legumes.
The price of those products relative to lentils probably didn't have much influence.
Balakta says a lot of food trends are driven by habit, and people need to be comfortable with how they're preparing their protein of choice.
Or I need to be in the habit of exploring and being sort of inventive, and not everybody's great at that, right?
That's where TikTok trends can inspire people to try out new ingredients. But it's not like the food industry can immediately respond to every new protein craze, because Truist Restaurants analyst Jake Bartlett points out, some foods take a while to produce, like beef.
From farm to fork, it's about, you know, 2.5 years for a cow. So it takes some time to rebuild that herd.
In case you're wondering, pork takes less time to produce. And Bloomberg's Jennifer Bartashis says she thinks the next big thing will be bacon. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.